It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Good morning, Mike.
Jenna, good morning. How are you?
Well, this weather is beautiful.
It's glorious. It really is. It's just fabulous.
This is the perfect gardening weather. So if you're outside or you're inside, you're getting ready to get your hands dirty, dig into the garden a little bit, and you have some questions, 850-437-1620. This past weekend could not have been the more perfect weekend that we've ever had living in Northwest Florida.
There's no question about it. It's just a gorgeous time of the year, and it probably should last. As we get into October, we get into cooler weather, obviously, kind of like we have now, maybe a little cooler, and it's dry. It's usually very, very dry in October, and so we've got a lot of things to do. And as from a gardening perspective, you say, well, we're going into fall, we're going to go into winter, there's not much to do. Well, if you're a gardener, you know that is absolutely not the truth. There are a lot of things that need to be done, and hopefully we can talk about many of them today, that we need to get out, and some is hard work, you know, to kind of get some of those old plants that just, you know, have the heat got to them. It's time to clear all that out and put in some really some fun stuff, some fall plantings that are give you some color. It's a good time to landscape. It really is, because plants do better. They go through less shock when it's not as hot. So there's a lot of things we can do. A lot of people, I know, once they finish with their springtime plantings and there's things they've enjoyed over the summer, kind of say, you know, maybe it's time for a change.
Okay.
I'm going to do me a little bit of planning here. I'm going to move this here. I'm going to extend a bed here. And it's just a wonderful time to do it because, number one, it's just so pleasant to get out and do it. As we all know, it's good exercise. It's good for the body, good for the mind to get out and do a little gardening. So it's a wonderful time of the year for that. And as we progress through the show today, let's do talk about some of those activities that one should do when it gets a little bit cooler as we head into October, November, and even into the springtime of next year.
I want to say, too, I actually have a question for the Garden Line today. Sometimes I save them for off-air, but because... So this is...
You go surprise me, right?
This is the most wonderful time of year, in my opinion. It's not too hot, not too cold, a change in the season. I actually like when it gets darker earlier. Please don't be mad. But I like it because it just cools
off. I'm mad,
off.
By the way.
Yes, but
I want daylight saving time. All
I know you
long,
do.
Right?
I know
that's
you
just
do.
Me. That's just me.
I know, but I just love the cooler evenings. I love, you know, that there's just, it's just beautiful. But I also love that I get to bring out my favorite flowers, mums. They're my absolute favorite, and you're starting to see them more and more all around town. I like to keep mine in pots. I don't plant them into my actual walkway.
I do exactly the same thing.
But how often, because it gets so hot here, should you water your mums? Because I know up north you only water them like every 4 to 5 days.
Well, being that we both, you and I both, it seems, enjoy mums, but you have to be realistic about them. I, quite frankly, will plant a mum. I won't even plant it. If I've got a pretty, and I do, I just did this last weekend. If I've got a pot that I like, you know, it's attractive, it looks good on the patio, I'll plant the mum, pot and all. I won't even take it out of the pot.
Nuh-uh.
I'll just plant, because the mum is going to, especially, well, is going to bloom, and then you have two choices. One, just as the blooms die off, say, okay, it was fun, you know, so long, throw it away.
R.I.P.
Or you can realize that mum is a perennial, and you could go plant it in the flower bed somewhere.
Okay.
But you probably want to take it out of that pot because it's just not going to be very attractive. That's one reason when you buy mums, you buy them when they're tight, when those blossoms are tight, because you go to your garden center and you buy a mum in full bloom, it's not going to last that long. It really isn't, insofar as its beauty is concerned. The blooms are going to die off.
So don't buy the full bloom in.
Absolutely not. Okay. Buy them really as tight as you can. Go home, either plant them in the pot, plant them in the flower bed, or, as I did, just plant kind of a pot-in-pot philosophy.
Right.
And just enjoy the color, enjoy the fall color on your front porch
them.
Or your patio, wherever. Now, the other side of that is, if you want to plant mums and enjoy them in the fall, they'll cut them back after they bloom. They'll bloom a little bit in the spring, but then they will bloom again next fall. But a lot of people don't like to wait that long. They don't
right.
want that flower bed, which they look at all summer long, having nothing but the green foliage of the mums there. So I like to just enjoy them. They're not that
yeah.
expensive.
No.
And you can. I bought one for, I think it was $4.
Yep.
Put it in a pot, put it on my patio, and I'm enjoying it now. But when the blossoms have had it, I'm just going to say sayonara,
they're
and it's
just,
gone.
They're so pretty, and when I was growing up, we had some dear friends, and they had their brother had cerebral palsy, and so every fall he sold his mums to raise money so he could go to camp.
How cool is
the
that?
Following summer.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they just bring, he passed away last fall, and
oh,
so
man.
It just brings a lot of memories back too, just of those times helping him sell them, and it was just so sweet. And Paul with Blue Sky Landscaping, he texted in that he agrees with you about the mums. They're best in pots. And I kind of like them with the terracotta pot underneath.
Oh, no
it,
question.
Too. They look
yes.
so pretty. And I like also that they look good with your pumpkin display.
That's right.
So you can
oh,
add pumpkins
exactly.
all around them, put your scarecrow or whatever mm. other witch you put out there for
right.
Halloween. They just add a pop of color. So, okay. So how, when we do water them, because we live in such a hot climate,
well,
if they're in full sun.
Yeah, well, being in the pot, remember the garden line scientific method of determining when to water a plant in a pot is stick your finger in the soil, and if it's dry, you water it. If it's moist, you don't. Now, from a timing,
I'll get my kids to
from
do
a
it.
Timing situation, I would say a couple of times a week, a
yeah.
good soaking would be good. That'd be enough. But on a mum, many times the foliage will tell you if it's needs water.
Okay.
I mean, they you can just kind of tell. They kind of wilt a little bit.
Yeah, they tighten
but
up.
But they do. But they will perk up after
okay.
after you water them. But a couple of times a week, I think that's going to be good watering, not just walk by, sprinkle it, and move on. Really soak it. And that should be enough, I think.
Okay.
But you're right. They do need that. But I'll tell you one other plant that I really, really enjoy for the fall. And it's not going to make it through the winter. And I enjoyed mine in the summer, and that's the croton. The
oh,
croton,
yes.
The croton leaves just have that fall color that I think are a great complement to the mums that you've got there, and really with your pumpkins and your bale of hay that you put
that's
out,
right,
you
yes.
pull out there to make a little fall.
Pretend we're on a farm, yep.
Exactly. I don't know where you're going to find that hay, but you know.
I don't know
but
either.
Anyway, well, you know, with the pumpkins and the mums and the crotons, it really gives you some great fall color on your patio or your front porch or wherever.
Okay, I'm going to have to pick a couple up. I went yeah. and raided Bailey's yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
And so they had some excellent pumpkins, too. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, that is so much fun. But keep in mind, the crotons are not going to be quite as inexpensive as
no.
the mums, and they're not going to last.
Can you bring the crotons inside in the
you
winter?
Can. Yes, you absolutely, you
okay.
can. Now, I've got two crotons that are just have been gorgeous all summer, but they are in too big a pots for me to haul them inside. I'm too old to do that. But
send somebody.
Yeah, you find me a teenager to do it. I got some grandchildren that'll help me.
Yeah, put them to work.
But these pots are too big to move around. So what I try to do with the crotons is I try to cover them whenever we have cold weather. But generally that cold weather and the wind blows the cover off. It's a mess, and they don't really make it. So I just replant the crotons every year. And sometimes in the early spring, they're hard to find. But as we get into the late spring and summer, your garden centers will have some really nice crotons. And they come with different types of leaves nowadays. So your choices are numerous when it comes to planting your crotons. So in any event, I'm glad you brought up the mums, because that's a fun thing to do this time of year.
And, hey, if you want to show off your fall, your harvest, your autumn display, whether it's your front door or your garden, please text in the pictures. We love seeing them, 850-437-1620. Get those questions in. We start to pack them in closer to the halftime. And when you hear that Rockin' Robin, we want you to get them in beforehand. 850-437-1620. Mike Wiggins is here to answer your questions on the Garden Line. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Join Claymology Thursday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claymology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storms claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what you need before the next storm arrives.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Nobody fighting breast cancer should have to walk alone. The American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of Pensacola is making a difference for cancer patients and their loved ones. Help us save lives through groundbreaking research and early detection. Please join the movement on Saturday, October 23rd at 9 a.m. at Seville Square. Sign up your team and learn more at makingstrideswalk.org/PensacolaFL. It's Saturday, October 23rd. Get all the details at makingstrideswalk.org/PensacolaFL.
On the Garden Line, I'm Jenna Barr. Mike Wiggins is here to answer your questions, 850-437-1620. We're talking a little bit about all the things that you can do in the fall to keep your garden going, your lawn going. And like Mike mentioned before, this is your time to really start doing that gardening. Not too hot, not too cold. And you get to enjoy it outside.
Exactly. No question. One thing we need to do to talk about very quickly, Jenna, if we could, I think, it's because it's so timely. We're going to have to go back to weed control a little bit, because we are right at the time when we need to discuss this. And what I want to do specifically is talk about the two types of weed control we've talked about on the Garden Line before, pre-emergence and post-emergence. Pre-emergence is to keep weeds from coming up. So let's talk about that first. Number one, once the weeds are up in your yard, it's too late. It's too late for the pre-emergence. That's why we do it in the fall and in the spring. Temperature-wise, that's why I wanted to bring it up now. When the nighttime temperatures are 55 to 60, we're there right now. The daytime temperatures, I'm going to say in the low 80s, is when you can spray your pre-emergence. I usually like to do it end of October, even into November, and then come back 90 days later for the spring. What are some of the names of the chemicals? Pre-M is one, atrazine, dimension. This is simply putting out a weed killer to prevent weeds. If you haven't had a weed problem all summer, why do it? I wouldn't even worry with it. But
also,
you need
tell us
to
your
go.
Secret.
Exactly. But then come back in February and March and do the same thing. That's very important for you, for your pre-emergence. But your post-emergence, a lot of people on the guard line have called us and talked about weeds that they've got right now. Okay, well, the younger the weeds, the better. When you first have those weeds, and this is coming with the post-emergence, the younger the weeds, the better. It's easier to kill. You do not want to spray. You don't want to spray your weeds when your grass is under a drought situation, when it's really, really dry. And we do need to talk about water right now. It won't do much good. But we do that when the temperatures are 65 to low 80s right now. If you've got the weeds, a dollar weed looking at you right now, you could spray right now, and I think you'd be in good shape. What do you use? Chemical which contains 2,4-D. Look at the label. Read it very closely. Carfenazone. There's a chemical called Weed Free Zone. That's pretty good. Trimec. Ortho makes a weed begone. But right now is a good time to do it. A few other things I want to talk about, but we have a phone call.
Yes, we've got John from Pensacola on the line. Welcome to the Garden Line. John, what's your question?
Hey, John, good morning.
Well, good morning. I've got some kind of orange tree in my yard. The person who gave it to me thought it was a Chinese orange tree or whatever. I don't know, but it's producing oranges. I'm cutting my grass. I start weed eating around the base of the tree, and these humongous dark red ants just start going everywhere. It looks like they're coming out of the base of the tree, like they've got a hive down there. I'm just wondering what's the best way to treat that area around that orange tree.
Oh, I think you can use some of your granular insecticide, some of your ant control around the base of that tree. What you don't want to do, John, is use any kind of insecticide that is systemic. And, of course, systemic means that it obviously that it works its way through the plant system. Anything edible, like a citrus tree, you don't want to do that. But I think some of your ant control would work around there. Keep in mind that a lot of times on those on ants like that, you're going to move them. You may not kill them all, but you're going to move them. There are some products on the market, one of the older ones. It's called Amdro, which you put out, and it's very slow-acting, but it supposedly will kill the queen and the mound will go away. But I would be very careful when I buy that insecticide to read the label, everything on that label, to be sure that there's no qualifications on that label that say, do not use next to anything edible, that type of thing. Be very careful about that. But otherwise, I think some of your insecticides would be fine. You might even use a liquid that spray the citrus tree with that are labeled for fruit trees, like a fruit tree spray might, spray that around it also. I think that would help you.
All right, I appreciate it.
But be careful. Be very careful.
Hey, thanks, John, so much for calling. 850-437-1620. I see your pictures coming in. I'm loving the fall decor. You can send that to me all week long. 850-437-1620. It makes my heart so happy. And you said do not buy insecticide that is systemic?
Systemic. For anything edible, never use a systemic.
Oh, okay.
Insect,
I understand
anything
what you're
edible.
Saying.
For example, though, if you have a camellia, for example, or a rose is a better example. There are a lot of insect controls on roses that are systemic, which is great. It's fine. It works with the system, and that's good. But not for anything edible. That's for sure.
Okay, good. That's
no
good.
No question about it. One other thing, Jen, I want to go back to this weed problem real quick before we take a break here. Do not under any circumstances, in my opinion, I shouldn't say under any circumstances, but in my opinion, do not use a weed and feed fertilizer. You'll go to your garden center and you'll see weed and feed fertilizer for fall. Well, many times you'll find the nitrogen in that weed and feed fertilizer is not compatible with the season. In other words, you don't want to use a high nitrogen in the fall. It's just the wrong thing to do. So don't use a weed and feed. If you're going to use a pre-emergence, use a liquid or a granular, and the same for the post-emergence. Post-emergence, really, the liquids are going to be better for you. but just follow that label. And also, one other thing that we haven't mentioned much on the garden line, when you're using those weed killers, watch the wind. Watch the wind. Because if you spray your yard, if you're standing up and you're spraying the yard and the wind's blowing 15 miles an hour, that vapor can waft its way, if you will, over to your desirable shrubs and do you some damage. So you've got to be very, very careful about when you spray insofar as the wind is concerned. And I've always said, I think I said this last week, I really like better a pump-up sprayer for this weed control. That way you can isolate where you've got a weed problem. You don't have to spray a whole area where the weed control is not needed. So that's just a few comments. I've mentioned all that weed stuff because it is a very timely time to do that.
Yes.
It really is. You need to go ahead and on that post-emergence especially, kind of get out there before, while the temperatures are right.
Oh, perfect. All right. We've got some questions rolling in, but we got to take another quick break. When we come back, we'll try to hit a couple. Also seeing your pictures, 850-437-1620. The garden line is open. You can text or you can call, and we would love to hear from you this beautiful Tuesday morning.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers. Now you can get the big green egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
New school, new job, new home. Change is hard and can leave you feeling isolated. And divorce delivers one of life's hardest blows. The relationships you counted on are suddenly gone. But you don't have to walk through this alone. Call Cordell & Cordell.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Jacksonville area attorneys. 833-MEN-LAW-1. Offices in Jacksonville and by appointment only in Ponte Vedra Beach. Lisa Cargis, Florida resident partner. Joseph Cordell, licensed in Missouri and Illinois only. CordellCordell.com.
Sunglasses. Everyone needs them on the Gulf Coast. Are your sunglasses taking great care of your eyes? Dr. Charles Charbonneau, now open in West Pensacola, has a huge variety of sunglasses that are just what the doctor ordered. Maui Jim, Oakley, Costa, Ray-Ban, even Tom Ford. Dr. Charbonneau also offers full vision care services, including eye exams, eyeglasses, and contact fittings. If you need new sunglasses, Dr. C has got you covered. Dr. C Vision Care, Highway 98, West Pensacola, and online, drcvisioncare.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Do-do-do-down, do-be-do-down-down. Comma, comma, down, do-be-do-down-down. Comma, comma, down, do-be-do-down-down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love.
9:29 here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. The garden line is open. We're seeing your texts come in. We're about to take a quick break and check into the news in a moment, but I did see one in particular about people texting in about the ants. So I told you, Mike, I've had ant issues, and they literally make me irate.
They're hard to control.
I mean, yeah, I wish really I could are. Just like... to, right. You know, shake my finger at them and pull right. a mom and be like, you better get off my porch.
Do they listen?
No, they keep coming back. They like me.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, listen, I will step on you. But I also have to say, like, we try to, one of the things that I learned, and this is my tip here on the garden line, when you buy those pumpkins, if they do start to rot, don't try to salvage them. It'll bring rodents. I mean, you can crack right. them and put them out and feed the seeds to the birds if you like, or to the squirrels, because squirrels love to eat the pumpkins. But wash those pumpkins with some soap and water, and get all of the gunk that maybe is from the truck or that patch off of them because it just brings all of the ants.
No doubt.
They love to come visit us. We've got more coming up here on the Garden Line, 850-437-1620. Keep sending in those pictures. I'm loving seeing them all, your pumpkin patch pictures. But first, hey, Mark, good morning. What's going on
in the news? Good morning,
Mark. I see you.
Doing good.
We're good.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Stocks are tumbling as bond yields jump. The Dow Industrial is down 396 at 34,472. The NASDAQ's down 339. The S&P 500 down 72. Pfizer says it's testing a pill that could help people ward off COVID-19 if a close contact, such as a family member, gets the virus. The drug maker says it's looking at the efficacy of a pill as used in combination with a low dose of an HIV drug in people who are at least 18 and live in the same household with someone who has COVID. The oral antiviral therapy could potentially be prescribed at the first sign of infection. Philanthropist Lauren Powell Jobs, the widow of Apple founder Steve Jobs, will invest $3.5 billion within the next 10 years to address climate crisis. The money will go to the Waverly Street Foundation, an organization Jobs set up in 2016, and focus on initiatives and ideas to help underserved communities most impacted by climate change. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
September the 28th, 1817, from Government House in Pensacola, Spanish West, Florida. This is 1620 Radio News, and now also on FM 92.3. As we report today, all is confusion here. An hour ago, an American military force led by one Andrew Jackson crossed the Escambia River in quickly assembled boats and then marched to the city. At that point, Governor Mazzott sent forth our militia, and shots were exchanged almost without injury. Jackson's men then took control of the city. He and his second-in-command, a Colonel King, have taken the governor and all Spanish clerks and officials as prisoners, while our militiamen sit under guard in Plaza Ferdinand. Jackson moments ago told your reporter that this move was part of action under orders, which was to suppress thefts of slaves from Alabama plantations by raiders who had built a headquarters east of Pensacola. Jackson said in his opinion, the raiders had been aided by the governor here and others, thus he is taking charge of the city.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Jenna Barr here with Mike Wiggins, 850-437-1620. Get those questions in. Man, I'm loving all the beautiful pictures.
Well, I am too. And Henry sent us a picture of the sunrise over the bay. Taking it looks like probably from Scenic Highway, obviously.
Yeah.
And boy, it's just absolutely gorgeous. And this is not a Garden Line topic, but I really, really appreciate whoever, and I'm going to say it was probably the Scenic Highway Foundation, I don't know that for sure, who put the benches out there. So people, they pull their car off, they sit in the bench, have look like they're having a cup of coffee, watching the sunrise. When I get up early, I'm driving down Scenic Highway, those benches are full, and I just think that is so cool. I really do.
I love the little things around our area, the little things. I was in downtown Milton last night. And I just, the way they have like the little potted plants and the hanging plants, and it's so cute. They put so much thought into this little teeny part of community.
That's right.
And it's so pretty right there on the Blackwater River.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, goodness, we live in such a cool area where there's so much thought put into people being able to enjoy where they live.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Oh, it is. And we do live in a great place. I also want to notice, I see that Catherine, you're amazing, has her first bird of paradise bloom this year. And you want to know how to make a, you want me to tell you how to make a bird of paradise bloom? I have no idea.
Oh.
I'm just staring at
you with like a what? Like,
how do you do that? I think, and Catherine, you need to help me here. The bird of paradise is going to bloom when it wants to bloom. Because people have asked me over the years, what can I do? Well, you know, put your little blooming plant fertilizer and all that. But I think they just are unpredictable. But, you know, Jenna, I know you spent some time in Los Angeles this summer on a vacation, and I did too. They will grow out of the cracks of sidewalks in Los Angeles. It's just amazing. That climate is just conducive for those bird of paradise to bloom. But if anybody can make it bloom, Catherine can do it. And she has. She sent us a great picture, and we appreciate that.
She's got that green thumb that I envy. 850-437-1620. Good morning to you. You're all awake now. Look at this. Okay, let me catch up with you. Oh, look, did you see this? Dave told us.
This is important. This is important. I said that the Scenic Highway Foundation put those benches out there. Not so fast. The Boy Scouts did it. The Boy Scouts put it out there.
Dave
sent us a text. Dave, thank you for clearing that up for me.
Yes.
Great job. You know, and I would put the more the merrier. It really is cool there. I've seen them all, you know, every one of them occupied. And so, and they put, you know, trash cans out there too. So, you know, it's kept clean. It's just a great service that the Boy Scouts did. Good for you.
Oh,
good
absolutely.
For you. Dave,
thank
for
you for
clearing that.
That
up with
I've
us.
Enjoyed them several times. And thank you, Dave. 850-437-1620. Hey, Paul would like to know, does the bird of paradise do well as a houseplant?
No.
Will they go away?
Yeah, it needs to be outside. I really believe that. I think inside it's just not going to have the right atmosphere. I've never seen that done. Let's put it that way. I don't think that's anything to try. You might get the foliage, but I don't know if you're ever going to get the blooms. You got to have a little more sun than that, I think, to get the blooms.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. I hope that helps you out a little bit. Here's another question. I'm loving the pumpkin pics. You don't have to just send me pumpkin pics. I'm enjoying all of these pictures that I see flower. This one is am I saying right? The night blooming cerris. And apparently they bloom a lot during the hot summer. And one of our listeners, our friend, has texted in and said that they still have a dozen buds perfect for these fall mornings. So do those go away? Do they close up at?
Yes. Yes.
At night and then in the daytime and then open at night?
Right.
Or how does?
Right.
Really?
Right. That's right. I've never grown those myself, but I know a lot of people that have, and they find them very satisfactory.
That looks like something out of a storybook.
This is
so cool. Night blooming cool?
Night
cirrus.
Night blooming cirrus. Exactly.
What? That is just too cool. I'm loving all of these pictures. 850-437-1620. This isn't a pumpkin pic. Hey, it doesn't have to be. I love it. Our listener here, Ashlyn, has a Persian lime and a lemon bush. They're shriveled up and the leaves are starting to twist. I see a little discoloration on a few leaves too. Is there any reason why they're not producing? And I wanted to ask you, Ashlyn, are they in that pot? I see kind of a pot in the background. Are they in a pot or are they planted in the ground? So I don't know if you can see that picture as well, Mike.
I don't see it. No.
It does look like, you know, it looks like something started to eat away at a couple of the leaves. And you might want to prune those leaves off there. Look at me. I'm just going to take over for you.
That is great advice. You are right. You are so good.
Sit back.
At this.
You have your coffee. I'll take
No, that leaf curl is very common. That's kind of a temperature thing. I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Okay.
I really wouldn't.
They are in pots.
Keep them watered. Obviously, watch your water now that we've quit rain. It's not raining anymore. Watch your water. A little fertilizer wouldn't hurt, not much, maybe half strength. A little fertilizer wouldn't hurt a bit, but I wouldn't worry too much about it. That leaf curl is not, I don't think it's that big a deal. You're going to be fine.
Do you want a Persian lime or any kind of citrus, lemon, lime in full sun?
Absolutely. Oh, no
okay,
question
so
about
sure
it.
Okay, so make sure they're getting the sun, too.
I have a friend that is so good at that, and he's got these pots. Jenna, they've got to be 3 feet in diameter. Huge pots. You could never move them any way, shape, or form. But he grows the most unbelievable citrus. You name it.
In pots.
In pots. Everything's in pots. Yes. And very successful with it.
I feel like I need him in my life because I cannot get my citrus in the pots to grow. I always, with the lime, I was told you have the key lime tree.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a very popular one, yes.
Yeah, and I was told if you plant it and you keep it in the pot, it'll be fine as long as it has room to grow, not too much.
You don't want it in too small a pot. You don't want it to get all root bound. But
right.
Yeah, so if you put it in a big enough pot, it should do fine.
But are you supposed to prune off those big thorns?
Well, here's one of your problems with some of the citrus, is that if you have a citrus tree and you've got those limbs, if you will, growth coming out of the base of that plant, which many times got huge thorns on it, that's coming below the graft. Because all those citrus trees, for the most part, are grafted. And when that growth comes from below the graft, you just need to prune it off. Just cut it off and leave the top there.
Okay. I never did any of
that. Like roses, for the most part. Now, knockouts are, but most roses are grafted on stock that allow the plant to grow better in our climate. And that's what all citrus is grafted, for the most part. So, yes, but you will find that growth will come from below the graft. You'll see it coming. It looks like it's coming from the ground, and it'll grow up, and it's all thorny, and it might even produce some fruit, but it's nothing you'd ever want to eat. And it's nothing like you bought. It's not a key lime, if you will. So that's kind of how that works. But just prune that new growth off that's coming from below the graft. Yes.
Okay. Very good. 850-437-1620. We've got Chuck from Gulf Breeze. Welcome to the Garden Line, Chuck.
Thank you. Just had a question for Mike on citrus trees. I've got an orange tree that is, I don't know, it's probably 18, 20 foot tall.
Yes.
It's gotten so tall that I can't get the fruit out of it.
I hear you.
And I was just wondering how much of it I can prune, you know, can I take the top out, or how much can I cut back?
Exactly, I hear you. For the most part, citrus don't really need that much pruning. All the literature will tell you they just don't really need that much pruning. But you need to do it because you probably don't want to get on a ladder and get up there and get them. I think you could cut it back maybe, I'd do it gradually, maybe 15 to 20%, and then maybe next season do the same. I think you'll be fine. I don't think it'll hurt the plant at all. I think that'd be the thing to do. I wouldn't bring down 50%. I wouldn't cut it down that far, but maybe a little less than a third. I think you'd be fine. I really do.
And probably the best time is what, like February?
Well, I tell you what, yeah, I think so. The problem with doing that right now is that if you cut it back, say 20% right now, and we continue to have this gorgeous weather, and as you know, as we get into November, we'll get a little, we'll get back up probably in the 80s. You'll put on new growth, and then we have a freeze, and the freeze will nip back that new growth, and that's not what you want. So, yes, I would wait till February, maybe even March, to do it.
And then I think you'd be safe. Part of the problem is by the time the fruit gets ready, it begins to bloom again.
Oh, yeah, isn't that great?
What are you complaining for? I love it. Invite me over. I'll come get some oranges.
Exactly. I bet you had a bunch of them.
Well, I know. Once it starts blooming out, you don't want to cut it.
Exactly. It hurts your soul to get up there and cut that off. But but I don't think it would damage your if your tree is that big and doing that well, I don't think it'll hurt a thing.
Hey, Chuck, thank you so much for calling.
And fertilizer.
Yeah, go ahead.
No doubt. No doubt. A little fertilizer. But I wouldn't fertilize it heavily this time of year at all. I really would not. I might even hold off.
Just wait till spring.
Exactly. Because once again, that fertilizer is going to produce that new growth, which could be in jeopardy if we had an early freeze.
Yeah. I'll wait until February.
I think that's smart. I do.
Get rid of the burns.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike.
You bet. Go get them.
Yeah. Hey, Chuck, thank you so much. 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Garden Line.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Medicare may be confusing, but it doesn't have to be. My name is Ricky Stewart. I'm an agent authorized to offer AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare Insurance Company. I would be happy to meet with you one-on-one in person, through video, or over the phone. We can discuss your unique healthcare coverage needs. Ricky Stewart, 850-341-2185.
United Healthcare Insurance Company or an affiliate, collectively United Healthcare, pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer and does not employ or endorse agents, producers, or brokers. AARP encourages you to consider your needs when selecting products and does not make product recommendations for individuals.
Hurricane season is underway, and forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 will be here for you with up-to-the-minute weather, traffic, and news information. We'll preempt normal programming whenever we need to. And when the storm comes, you can count on Fraser Property and Adjusters to help you settle your claim on the storm damage you experience. Check them out at FraserAdjusters.com. That's Fraser Adjusters at FraserAdjusters.com.
You're pregnant. How far?
1 month, two. No doctor yet. I can't afford it.
Protect yourself and your baby. The health department can help you out. Test for STDs.
I don't have diseases.
You don't know. You don't always have symptoms. STDs make you and your baby sick.
I don't want my baby sick.
No one cares more about your baby than you.
I'm calling my county health department.
A message from the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money Talk on The Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Little Jimmy Durant for our morning there, Mike.
Little Jimmy Durant, one of my all-time favorites. I don't think many of our younger listeners may can relate to Jimmy Durant, but he was terrific.
Hey, I wanted to mention this real quick before we move forward, because
yes,
we were talking about the Bird of Paradise.
Yes.
So our good friend Catherine texted in, the Bird of Paradise needs 6 to 8 hours of sun,
right,
and lots of water.
There you go.
Also, reminder, plant your Bird of Paradise on the south side of your house, she said.
Okay, that'll protect it from the cold.
Oh.
To some extent.
Okay.
Put it on the north side, you've got that north wind coming in. So that goes for a lot of plants, you know. We sometimes, like last winter, you know, we only had one really bad cold spell. And if you had planted some of the plants on the south side, they might have been protected. So I think that's what Catherine's saying. If not, Catherine, let me know. But I totally agree. And the sun for the Bird of Paradise is critical. And I appreciate her comment about a lot of water. That's important also.
Oh, absolutely. And hey, we've talked a lot about the ants and
mm-hmm.
the grubs and the
sod webworms.
I was trying to
I'm
not
sorry,
say,
I didn't mean to bring it
it's
up.
It's like
again.
The Lord Voldemort of bugs. He who shall not be named.
Right.
But we did have a listener text in, and I know you wanted to comment about it, because a lot of people ask these, you know, these extermination questions and try to do it themselves. But really, there's people, we have very reputable businesses around town.
Well, I totally agree, Jenna. And I agree with the gentleman that texted us. He says, he quoted, he said, I work for a pest control company and I'll take care of the ants. Well, there are a lot of folks that don't want to use the chemicals that we talk about here on the Garden Line. All of them, if you follow the labels and do it right, it's safe. But there's still a lot of folks that don't want to do that. One, because they, from a safety standpoint, and two, from a time standpoint. It takes time to do all of that. And, you know, so many of us work so much. So we do have in Pensacola some great spray services, pest control services, and I would certainly recommend that you contact one of them if you would like them to handle some of these problems we talk about on the Garden Line. Now, because always ask if somebody's going to do it for you, are they licensed? Are they trained? Because the state of Florida is very strict about who can come into your yard and spray for insects. Very strict. Everybody should be licensed, and all of our, the ones you're probably familiar with, are trained and licensed and ready to go. Just be careful about, just ask, you know, say, do you have your pest control license? Are you a certified pest control operator? That type of question. So in any event, I appreciate that text, because your pest control companies are there to help you if you need some help on some of these issues. No doubt about it.
Oh, absolutely. And if you're looking for a more natural option, you can always ask if you want an exterminator to do it. Paul also mentioned white vinegar fights many insects. I know I have, that's when I wear my bandana around my face, because it just makes I pucker, like my eyes pucker when I smell the vinegar. But yeah, vinegar, I used to go to a Filipino church, and like vinegar solved everything. It was in spray bottles everywhere, and you know, my husband's Filipino, and so they just use vinegar on everything.
Exactly.
They use bugs,
it'll work on worms. But keep in mind now, we also have these organic materials like Bacillus thuringiensis, BT, which is great for worms, like on tomatoes. We also have insecticidal soap, which is really good. As a matter of fact, as we here we are going into the cooler weather, and if you're going to move your house plants inside, I would recommend that you give them a little spritz with some insecticidal soap to control any of the insects on them, so you don't bring them in the house when you move your tropicals into the house. And those are also very safe. Read the label, of course, because there are some things you need to pay attention to. But from a toxic standpoint, they are very safe.
Okay, very good. I love this. 850-437-1620. We were talking before about that, our friend who texted in about the Persian lime and lemon bushes. They're a little shriveled and twisted, so she's going to try to repot them. She keep us posted. I'm staying up to date. When y'all text in, just so you know, but you hear, if you hear clicking, it's me back here trying to make sure I respond to you as well, and send you over the information that Mike is giving. So again, we have about 3 minutes left here on the Garden Line, 850-437-1620. Hey, do you have any more tips for the fall gardening season?
Well, since we only have a few minutes, I am going to give you a few tips that you may want to turn off your headset, because you don't want to be talking about this. But you've got to inspect your yard this time of year every day, because it's the season for your brown patch fungus, which, of course, as we've talked about so many times, manifests itself in these circles and has the burnt brown around the circumference of the circle, and you need to treat that. That's a fungus. But also, look in your yard. You go, like we've said before so many times, you go out on a Monday morning and you are so proud of your yard. It looks great. You go out on a Tuesday morning and you've got these big areas that look like they've been eaten by a goat. That is where your sod webworms are coming. Now, this cooler weather we've had, I think is going to reduce the chances of that. But we still have 80-degree temperatures, and these insects, these worms, are so tropical. They love the warmer weather. So be on the lookout. They're easy to control. You can spray with a little insecticide that'll take care of it quickly. And your lawn from sod webworms will recover, because they're only eating the blades. They're not eating the roots. So just be on the lookout, because this is the time of year when we've got those problems. So be on the lookout. We've worked so hard to get our lawns looking good, and with all the rain, they look great. Let's don't lose them at the last minute.
All right. We're going to take another quick break. We're going to wrap up here on the Garden Line, 850-437-1620. Squeeze in those last minute questions.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more.
Hey, we're out of time here on the Garden Line. Mike, it's been a fun morning.
It's always fun. Thanks for all. We had some great questions, some great texts, great phone calls. Thanks for participating. We really enjoyed it.
Yes, and we'll see you next week every Tuesday morning, 9 a.m., 850-437-1620. Stick around. Bob Burgi is joining us next.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
It's 10 o'clock.